I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Atlanta-based Equifax will pay up to $700 million to settle with the U.S. and states over 2017 data breach that exposed private information of nearly 150 million people. Equifax did not detect the attack for more than 6 weeks. The compromised data included Social Security numbers, birth dates, addresses, driver's license numbers, credit card numbers, and in some cases, data from passports. All impacted customers will be eligible to receive some form of compensation by filing one or more claims. The settlement must still be approved by the Federal District Court in the Northern District of Georgia. Well, U.S. Senator Johnny Isaacson has left a Washington hospital and will do rehab here in Georgia. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
Isaacson broke four ribs after falling in his apartment last week. He was discharged Saturday from George Washington University Hospital and will be cared for at Wellstar Kennestone Hospital in Marietta. In a statement, Isaacson says he's on the mend and looking forward to fully healing his fractured ribs through intensive rehabilitation. He also says he's looking forward to returning to work. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
State Representative Erica Thomas says she was verbally accosted by a white man at a Publix during a dispute at a self-checkout line. In a Facebook post on Friday, Thomas says the man, Eric Sparks, swore at her and told her to go back where she came from. On Saturday, the two reconvened at the Publix before a WSB interview and had this exchange.
I'm a liar about what?
Everything that
bad?
Happened.
Do you feel bad?
Me telling you to go back where you came from?
Do you feel bad about yesterday?
Did I say that?
Are you serious? So you didn't say
that?
What did you say to me then?
Is it on video?
What did you say to me?
I called you a lazy b.
Okay, that's
the worst thing I said.
The Georgia GOP called Thomas's story a fabrication, while the Georgia Democrats tweeted their support for the lawmaker. Forecasters have become better at predicting where hurricanes will go, but not always how strong they'll be. But as GPB's Emily Jones reports, researchers in Georgia hope to change that with underwater gliders.
The self-propelled gliders measure water temperature not just at the surface, but all the way down to the ocean floor. Catherine Edwards with the Skidway Institute of Oceanography says storms can churn up deeper water, so the underwater temperature could have a big effect on storm intensity.
That kind of information is useful for emergency managers to make decisions about evacuations, about whether people stay or go, how people protect their businesses.
Edwards and her team have the robotic gliders at the ready in Georgia, Florida, and North Carolina, so they can send them out if a storm approaches this hurricane season. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
Two Georgia communities are being awarded federal grants to fund programs aimed at improving public safety. The city of Albany will receive more than $60,000 for youth programs, including gang intervention counseling and a teen police academy. The Bibb County Sheriff's Office in Macon will receive over $40,000 for a federally funded ballistics crime lab. Both grants come from the National Project Safe Neighborhoods Program and were approved by the U.S. Department of Justice. And in sports, the Atlanta BB&T Tennis Open got underway last night with an exhibition match between Venus Williams, fresh off her defeat at Wimbledon at the hands of Atlanta's Coco Gauff, and Madison Keys. Williams won in straight sets. Actual tournament play gets underway today. UGA grad John Isner, who won in both 2017 and 2018, is favored to take the title again. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.